Check out this clip from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve.
What we're teaching, what we're passing on to our young people who are ultimately going to, you know, be the next generation of leaders in our country, are we teaching them how to do things the right way, or are we teaching them how to do things the wrong way?
Okay, the biggest BS rule in the NFL is taunting. A grown man cannot taunt another grown man. You can't do it. You're an adult.
See, we talked about this.
Every time I see that.
We talked about this.
It happened yesterday.
Two podcasts ago.
It happened yesterday. The guy spiked the ball. Waller caught a pass, spiked it,
right.
Taunting, spiked in the general direction of another player. It was a stupid move. They spiked the ball at the beginning of catch. You caught the ball. You're not a touchdown. Get back to the huddle.
Right.
He spiked it. Should have been delay a game. But taunting for what? He's an adult. The defensive player is an adult.
Okay.
You're going to get upset, nana, nana, boo, boo, stick your head in doo-doo. That's going to really get you upset. That's taunting.
We talked about this a couple of episodes ago. I'm just now realizing we probably didn't air it because we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring this up again.
Okay.
Not for your sake, but for the audience's sake. Again, everything that you're saying right now, I get it, right? So if I see a lion eat a lamb or eat a deer, right? I can't blame the lion for eating the deer because that's what a lion does, right? So, I mean, listening to what you're saying, and I can't blame you. I can't necessarily fault you for thinking that way. The reason I can't think that way is because my worldview, like I'm not that person anymore, right? And the person that I follow says, live life peaceably. Do things where you make peace with people rather than war. War is only a last resort. And so in that same scenario with Fuller or Whaler or whatever his name is.
Waller, yeah.
Waller. You're not making peace by slamming the ball in front of a guy's face because you were able to catch the ball. What you're doing is taunting, trying to get a rise out of him. Now, can you make the argument that the guy should be mature enough not to get a rise, not to let that kind of stuff bother him? Of course. You can make that argument. And it'll be true. But notwithstanding, we are human nature. We are humans and we have human nature.
Yeah.
And the human nature is when someone rubs something in your face, you get upset about it. And so my worldview, the way I see this or the way I react to this is, you know what? Don't do that kind of stuff. It's provocative and it's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary because you got your team a penalty for something silly.
It's provocative.
Well,
regardless of your team.
I disagree.
Let me take it to this extreme. Let's just say that it wasn't a rule. Let's just say taunting was not a rule. I would still say, don't do that. That's provocative. You're provoking somebody unnecessarily.
It's a child's game played by adults. If I tell you you suck, you probably suck. And you have to, if you don't want me to tell you you suck, then don't suck.
I understand why you would say that.
And you're talking about peaceably. You're playing football. The harder hit guy is doing what needs to be done.
If he's doing it within the context of how the game is played, it is what it is.
Okay, so he spiked the ball, which again, and I told Liam this last night, that's a stupid move, okay? It is an ill-advised move because I don't think it's taunting. I don't think it was a delay of game. I think it was a delay of game, not taunting. Who makes that decision is a ref.
So let me ask you a question. You don't think it's taunting because...
Well, in the face of the rule, he didn't spike it at anybody. He just got up and slammed it down.
Okay, listen.
So that's a bonehead move because don't do something that could potentially hurt your team because the ref is going to make that call. So in order for him not to make that call, don't do something to potentially get that call.
Okay. So I hate the fact that this sounds like I'm parsing, but I just want to make this clear.
Yeah.
On the face of it, just as an objective viewer, you saw the spike and you said...
It was a delay of game.
Yeah, he didn't spike that ball in front of that guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay,
it was a delay of game.
Okay, so I'm not arguing about that part.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one that's very clear that everyone, the blind lady, you know...
Yeah.
And,
when the guy's running down the sideline and the cornerbacks come behind him and he turns and points his finger at him and
right,
runs to the end zone,
right.
I have no problem with that.
But
be faster and tackle him.
Okay, but that's taunting, right?
Yes.
Okay, no question.
That's ridiculous to me. You're an adult.
Would they call a penalty on that?
Yeah, taunting.
Okay, so...
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
So great. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about those scenarios. What I'm telling you is in that situation, that's provocative.
Okay.
Don't provoke unnecessarily.
Or tackle him and he won't provoke you.
Again. I hear your
response. To me, it's simple. Now, I'll tell you this.
Okay.
Do I think it's right? No, it's poor sportsmanship. Do I think you should be fouled for it? No. It's an adult pointing his finger to another adult.
So I
don't. And if you're worried about the kids watching, be a better parent, because athletes shouldn't be your kid's role model.
If I saw that, if my kid was watching, I would tell my kid, just like when I saw the debate between Trump and Biden, and I told my kids, all my whole family watched it, and I said, you see that? That's nonsense. On both sides, this is nonsense. And this is embarrassing.
It is. It is.
So being a parent, yes, you need to be able to speak into that and tell your kids what's right and what's wrong. But forget about the penalty for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, like, if there was no penalty, if there was no rebuke that's going to happen because of that, I'm saying that if I'm the coach and I have players who are acting that way, I would tell them knock it off or they're going to have to find another team.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, they couldn't keep. I mean, okay, yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Forget about the penalty, but I'm just saying, like, knock it off.
Do you really want to start some controversy?
No, I'm saying knock it off. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
One of the better running backs in the league.
Kansas City, right?
Plays for Cleveland now.
Okay.
He did one dumb thing. They cut him.
Right.
I'm not cutting the best running back in the league at the time because he made a stupid mistake outside.
Well, didn't he beat a girl or something?
No,
like
he did not beat a girl.
I'm just trying to remember. What was
No, that? Because that's what was said.
Okay.
I saw the video. He was drunk. She was drunk. Right. She was kneeling over. He nudged her with his leg. Was it a good look? No, right. Not at all. He got fired from his job, cut from a team. So everybody knew he was going to be picked up by somebody else because the people who complain will find something else to complain about tomorrow.
Right.
So just stick them to the side, let it pass over, move on. But no, we're women's rights, we're for equality, all this crap. They cut him, picked up the next year, and now they're stuck with a bad running back. They won the Super Bowl because they have a good coach and a good quarterback and a good team.
Right.
But they would be better if they had that running back.
Right.
So it makes no sense to me.
Listen, okay, so that whole quote unquote Me Too hashtag or what it Me Too movement, that I think he got swallowed up into that.
Yeah.
And that's probably what happened to him. So listen, I'm
so to your point, get it or get a different team. No, unless you hurt people outside of a sport or anything you do, it's not my concern. Your job is to entertain me on the field.
Listen, but I want to make it clear because I don't want to get lost in this.
Yeah.
We can nitpick and grab incidents and say, hey, this was wrong, this was wrong, this was wrong.
So yeah.
and the Hunt thing, I'm taking your word for it that he probably got shafted. So I'm not arguing.
Well, he don't listen. Yeah, I'm not condoning what he did.
No, I'm just saying.
But for what was said, what he did, and what his repercussions were,
I don't know.
I mean, come on, you see guys do a lot less worse things than what he did.
I don't know enough about it to be able to communicate to it. But what I will say is that specifically, if I have a guy on my team who is taunting, like that is, you know, the flavor of the month for him. He's always doing that. You know, that's part of the course for him.
Yeah.
I would not accept that. It's like,
no, it's,
stop,
yeah,
it.
Stop doing it.
Right.
But if you run a 4-3 and intercept the ball and take it for touchdowns three times, hey, do what you got to do. My job is to win, not be the moral police.
Winning is
more important when it comes to that kind of stuff.
I used to be a manager, right? I remember.
In sports. Right. I'm going to
give you an analogy to go with this. I remember years ago, late 20s, I was a manager. I was the third manager in the store. And they had this guy who was a phenomenal salesperson. Phenomenal. He understood cars. And if a customer spoke to this guy, he would take a $30 ticket and make it into a $200, $250 ticket. Right?
Okay.
And we got paid based on, what they call it, average ticket or ticket, something like that. But he definitely got us where we needed to be, right?
Okay.
But he was a terrible teammate. In terms of, because it was a team function that we were doing, and he was terrible, and he just wouldn't do his part. All he cared about was selling, and the general manager was like, hey, that's my boy, he's selling.
Yeah.
And when we would have a manager's meeting, I would say, your boy who keeps selling, he's doing X, Y, Z, and because he's doing X, Y, Z, it's making it harder to rally everybody else to do what they're supposed to do, because this guy, you know. And it took that manager at least 2 months of me constantly in his ear, making it clear to him that, look, you are as well as our store is running, it could run so much better if you corral this kid and make it clear to him that, look, There's no one above the law. There's no one above the rules. This is, everyone operates like this. And because you could do something a little special, we'll take care of you in a different way. However, everything else is the same. It took him a couple of months, but he finally turned around. It's like he realized the poison that this guy was in our team environment, because he couldn't do it alone. Everyone had to work on it, right? And he realized that this guy was causing so much of a rift. People were so unhappy with coming to work because of this guy that he finally had to put his foot down. And when he did put his foot down, not only did the morale of the team get better, but even this particular employee got better. You know, it became a better place. So, but he was willing to let him go. And that was really the mechanism. He basically told him, like, look, this is what I expect. Either give it to me or I can get you transferred someplace else, or you're going to have to leave, but you can't be here anymore. And so going back to what we're talking about with sports, stop, knock that crap out. We're not doing that over here. Knock it out. If you're not going to, and it, either you can do it or you can't.
I agree with the philosophy.
Right.
But somebody selling cars for a couple thousand dollars versus somebody putting millions of dollars into revenue each week for fans and stadiums is very different.
I can't sell my soul for money, man.
I'm not selling my soul. I'm trying to win a football game.
But no, but you are selling
your soul. And to your point, if you weren't on that guy, the bottom line is all that matters. And that guy showed you that. The other manager, the GM of your store.
Right.
The bottom line is all that matters. This guy can be a jerk because he makes us money. And if you weren't in his ear, it wouldn't have changed. Because the bottom line is all that guy was looking at.
But just because it wouldn't have changed doesn't mean that it was right.
It doesn't. But it didn't matter to him because they were making money.
But he grew. This is what I'm trying to
say. Because you were in his ear. You got him to the point like a fungus. You annoyed him to where you got stuck and he had to do it. If you didn't do it, he wouldn't have changed anything.
I've never been compared to a fungus before. But in this take, in this scenario,
do you like Fun Gus? He's a fun guy.
I like it. But hear me. The point is, it's not enough to say a guy is stuck in his rut and leave him alone. Like, for example, me being the fungus in this guy's ear. Something was wrong. And if it took a month, 2 months, 2 years to get him to the place where he recognized that this is wrong, I have that responsibility. It's in terms of if, for my own sanity, I have the responsibility of saying, hey, this is wrong, and continue to remind him this is wrong. But at the end of the day, because he was able to realize that it was wrong, everybody benefited from
it. But would he have realized it if you didn't say anything?
I probably not. But the good news is that I stepped up to the plate. I didn't back down.
No, that's good.
You know, and...
And so to that, quickly, I've been in a place that's like that. They know this guy is screwing around, but he's making numbers. He's making money. They're putting that in the bank for when it's time to get him out. Hey, look at all you've done. They know what they're doing.
Right.
They keep a file in the back.
You're saying the classic setup is what you're saying?
Okay. They're going to reap the benefits because he's bringing in the money.
Right.
But when he screws up, we can fire him. Look at all he's done. They're playing both sides. That's what some people call good business. I'm not one of those people.
Right.
I'm kind of with you. We can, yes, this guy's making all of us look good, but we can look better if he joins the team.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to fault someone for it if they don't want to, unless, to your point, they're doing something detrimental to everybody around them. If they're just not getting along, get over it.
See, I like the way you said that. I'm not going to fault somebody, right? And I think...
Well, that's the point of the sports thing. I'm not going to tell the guy, hey, you're a jerk for pointing the finger. I'm not going to condone it. But he's not doing anything to really hurt anybody.